Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. Coming up this week, we'll get inflation data out of the UK and Japan, GDP data from China, and US retail sales as the earnings season gets underway. I'm Maria Pashardidis, and joining me to discuss all this is lead investment analyst Rafi Boyajian. So Rafi, let's begin in the UK, where CPI figures will be the highlight of this week's releases. Back in February, UK inflation fell to 3.4%. What are we expecting for March, and what other data coming out this week may impact the pound?
So Maria, that is right. So inflation is going to be obviously in focus in the UK because, of course, markets are still obsessing about, you know, when are we going to start getting rate cuts. So for the UK, we are finally starting to see an improvement in the inflation picture. But the other thing is, of course, we're also starting to see a bit of an improvement in the labour market. So the week is going to kick off with the jobs data in the UK on Tuesday. So we may see some further improvement in jobs growth in the UK. The good news, however, is that wage growth continues to moderate, so should we see a further moderation in the 3 months to February, then that should, you know, keep the Bank of England on track to cut rates later in the year. So wage growth had slowed down to 6.1% in January, so we are starting to see that finally cool off. On Friday, we're also going to get some retail sales numbers, but Wednesday, of course, is going to be the big priority for sterling. That's when we're going to get the CPI numbers. So it had a CPI headline figure fallen to 3.4% in February. We might see that decline to around 3%, and we're actually expecting to see further sharp drops in CPI over the coming months. The problem here is that the Bank of England thinks this will be temporary and then inflation will start to head back up again, because much of that will be driven by the new energy cap that's going to come, that has come into effect in April. So probably the Bank of England will want to wait a while longer, even if inflation does surprise to the upside, not just in the upcoming report, but the upcoming the CPI reports after that as well. So markets now think that August is a decent probability for the Bank of England to start cutting rates. And this is a problem for sterling, because we've seen the opposite happen for the Fed. In fact, the Fed, not that long ago, we were sure that they're going to start cutting rates in June. Maybe they might start cutting in July, but I think really investors now are focusing on September. So if the Bank of England does look like they may be in a position to start cutting rates before the Fed, that's likely going to weigh on the pound, and you know that could be a significant drag for sterling for some time.
Moving to the US now, the top release will be Monday's retail sales numbers. There has been a setback to summer rate cut hopes by the Fed, so what will investors be looking for from this data, and how might the dollar be affected?
So it's going to be a fairly quiet week for the US. So retail sales really is going to be the only major data. And, you know, it might maybe take the steam off the dollar a little bit, because the dollar did surge on the back of that stellar jobs report, and then even more so after yet another hot CPI report out of the US. So retail sales, it did grow strongly in February by 0.6%. Probably we're going to see slight moderation, or actually half that, retail sales rising by half that pace by 0.3% in March. So that would maybe come as a little bit of a relief that consumer spending isn't out of control, from the consumption front, things are cooling off a little bit, and maybe that might, we might see the dollar is off a little bit. But overall, I think there's not going to be much in next week's data that's going to suggest that, the Fed all of a sudden will be in a position to start cutting rates sooner rather than later. So we expect the dollar to pretty much hold on to its recent gains.
Turning to China now, GDP estimates for the first quarter will come out on Tuesday. Is there a sense of optimism about China's economic recovery at the moment?
We are getting some signs that the economic recovery is gathering momentum, and we should see that being reflected in the GDP data as well. So quarter on quarter, the Chinese economy probably expanded by 1.4%. So that would be faster than the 1% in the previous quarter. However, the figure that we see more often in the headlines is the year-on-year rate. So that's expected to have slowed from 5.2 to 4.6%. So we might get some mixed and signals in terms of what's happening to the economy overall. Though I think investors, should we see a decent quarterly rate, quarterly growth rate, then that should provide a little bit more confidence about the state of the Chinese economy, and that might help lift sentiment overall in the markets as well as risk-sensitive currencies such as the Australian dollar.
And finally, over in Japan, inflation shot up in February. Now on Friday, we'll get the core CPI figure for March. What are we expecting there, and how might this data impact the yen?
So we have seen inflation in Japan come down from the highs, on the back of the energy crisis. Last month, though, we did see a sharp rebound in the core CPI to 2.8%. So probably we are going to see, at least if the Tokyo CPIs, which are seen as a precursor to the nationwide figures, so Japanese inflation, the core figure, probably slow to 2.6% in March, and that would kind of underscore the market's thinking that inflation won't stay high enough for the Bank of Japan to hike rates again. However, there are a number of things that could yet push inflation back up again. For example, once we start to see the impact of the recent wage negotiations, which did produce very strong pay deals. And then, of course, the Japanese government is soon going to scrap its energy subsidies. That will push up energy costs across Japan. So there is hope that inflation may pick up more substantially in the second half of the year. And Governor Ueda has hinted that should that turn out to be the case, then that would warrant a further increase in interest rates. For now, though, investors aren't really convinced by that. So until we start to see all that come through in the data, the yen is probably going to remain under pressure. Maybe if there's any upside, upside surprise in the CPI data, that could maybe lift the yen, mainly because the yen is looking so oversold, so it is vulnerable to an upside correction. But I think in the bigger picture, it's going to take probably a bit more time for investors to kind of start believing that inflation in Japan will persist above 2%, and then there indeed will be a strong case for subsequent rate hikes by the BOJ.
Rafi, thanks so much. This was the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.